everyone. Jeff here from the Online Business Platinum Podcast. Happy you could join us today. Exciting episode. Going to tackle three topics today. Number one, we're going to talk about how to start your own business. And I'm going to give some tips and techniques for those of you who are struggling or trying to help someone else or trying to get things started yourself. And some of the common misconceptions that people have when they're trying to start their own business. Topic number two, my take on product outsourcing. That is the outsourcing of the content for your information products. And I've got a take on that I think you'll find interesting. Number three, question I get almost daily, do I need a blog? Okay, we're going to tackle that one. Before we jump into the show, I would be remiss to not mention one of the biggest influences in my life that has passed on this past week, and that is Mr. B.B. King, King of the Blues. Whether you're a blues music fan, obviously I am, something I grew up with and was very close to and influenced, just some, you know, some sort of my own playing, even though I don't come anywhere close to being professional, but like to hack around and play in the odd group, etc. You know, he was a gentleman. There's a lot of lessons in how he conducted himself, how he came out of very difficult situations in life, built himself up into a superstar, had the confidence and the chops to see himself as a winner and not ever deal with anything less than that, and not have anyone put him down to the point where he brought himself down to less than that. So awesome, awesome story. You know, if you can, look up on YouTube. There's a BBC documentary from 2012, the story of his life. Awesome, awesome story. From where he came, the challenges he faced as a youth, both in terms of just, you know, poverty and growing up with his parents passing away early on in life. Extremely poor, obviously, growing up in the Depression era, fighting civil rights and lack thereof. So, and then making it in making blues mainstream, starting to play. There was a fantastic section where he plays his first sort of non-black audience show that, you know, where he saw a whole crowd of people, mostly white folks, cheering for him. And it brought him to tears because he knew he'd made some sort of breakthrough in life. So, awesome, awesome man. Just wanted to pay homage to him this week for sure. We will remember him, obviously, and continue to enjoy his music for many, many years to come. All right, into the show. So, number one question that I get asked all the time is, how do I start a business? How do I help someone start a business? We get a lot of people joining us over at infomarketerzone.com, and believe it or not, a fair number of those people join not just for themselves, but they'll join to help a son, a daughter, or a father help, you know, understand enough, the market enough to help them make the right choices. And so the question always comes up, and often it comes up, do I start with, you know, social networking? I think my son should learn how to be social networking, social network marketing, right? Market on Facebook, market on Twitter, those things. And then somebody else will say, well, maybe I think we should go into CPA. Or someone else will say, you know, we should start with affiliate marketing. My answer to all of that is to not lose focus on what a business is. A business is offering a product or service to a market that is hungry for that product or service in a way that adds more value than anyone else does. And that's your differentiation. Now, the differentiation may be in the product itself, and it carries through into the marketing. The differentiation may be in how you deliver the product. The differentiation may be in how you price your product. The differentiation may be in how you bundle the product. It may be in how much of a relationship you form in advance of even selling the product, right? So lots of ways to differentiate. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you need to identify a market, a desire, and a product that fulfills that desire. And, you know, let's call a spade a spade. Things like marketing on Facebook, Twitter, those are tactics, those are marketing methods that may or may not relate to the business that you decide to get into, right? You can't put the cart before the horse. You can't say that I'm going to jump into and become a guru on marketing on Facebook when you don't even have a business yet. So decide what your business is and then decide what the best avenues are to reach your public. So if you've got a fashion business, for example, fashion websites, probably not the best place to go right away is Facebook. The better place to go would be Instagram or Pinterest, where you've got the ability and a captive audience that are used to looking at photographs and far more value looking at artistic type photographs and are more likely to find your products there and be drawn to your site, and you'll sell more product, right? So it all comes from deciding what business you're in first, how you're going to monetize that business and differentiate, and then you can choose how you choose to market that product, whether you start an affiliate program, whether you, what web pages you actually generate, how much content do you generate yourself, and what format, do you have a social networking presence? If so, on what platforms? Because they're vastly different. The days of all social networking platforms being the same are long gone. They're actually very specific, and there are very specific reasons to be on each one depending on the business that you have. All right, so hopefully that's helpful in terms of how you think about getting started with your business. Another question that came in last week, and this was through the blog over at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog, was a question around whether I believe and how much I believe in outsourcing the production of, say, your ebooks, your reports, your videos, your membership content. If you've got an information product or an expert type business, a learning business, how much is acceptable to be able to outsource? Well, my take on this is pretty simple. Yes, I have used outsourcing and I do believe in it. But what I don't believe in is I believe that you need to maintain the outline and a very detailed outline of your product. So you need to have identified the market. You need to have identified the unique method by which you're going to tackle, which problem, which desire you're going to target with your information product. You need to have outlined that product in extreme detail in terms of, you know, whether it's a number of steps, a system, a tips type product, whatever the format of the product is. And we can go into that in another, probably worth going into that in another podcast, is sort of how some of these products are typically structured. But because there are, you know, five or six that you see over and over again. But what I do recommend highly is that you maintain strict control over the outlining process. Now, next, when you've got the outline, you actually know exactly what types of information you need to provide in that product, which helps you tremendously if you do decide to outsource your product, because now you've got a clear outline that you can ask for very specific questions and research to be done by your outsource agent if you do decide to outsource that product. Inside InfoMarketerZone.com, we actually cover a 6-week fast start course to getting your information products online and getting your business launched. And I know there are several videos in that course where we cover in detail an outsource project that we did and show you not only how to outsource and how to structure your bids for outsourcing and how to find the right types of people to outsource to, but also how you structure the outsource projects so that you don't end up paying a lot more than you should. So basically it comes down to how you break down your outsource projects and then how you glue them together in the end. You can actually save 3 to 4 times what you would otherwise be charged for outsourcing a product if you did not know that information. So pretty important stuff. But yes, outsourcing, totally okay. Find the right person. Don't compromise. Find someone with a track record. So find somebody ideally with some expertise or at least some experience developing content in your area, and then know how to find that person and how to break down your project. All right. Final question we're going to address today is a blog necessary? And again, this sort of falls into the category of the first question we talked about, which is, first of all, you need to understand the business you're in. You need to understand the market you're serving, where they are. You need to understand the product that you're offering, the desire you're fulfilling, and your unique value proposition, whether that be how you deliver it, whether that be the relationship before, whether it be the product itself in how it differentiates the content that people have. So what I'm getting to is that I think, let's put it this way. The first thing you do need to do is you need to have an on-site presence that is not a third-party platform. I'm not a big fan of people who set up, say, a Facebook fan page only for their business, and they put all their eggs in terms of online presence and all the really important hot traffic they will end up sending through Facebook, because Facebook could change the rules tomorrow and that site goes away or gets dramatically reduced in terms of its functionality, or you know, any number of things could happen when third party controls your main core pages. So I'm a big fan of you hosting your core pages yourself, ideally on a WordPress platform. And I only say that because WordPress, there's so many different themes, so many different options, plugins. You're basically leveraging the power of a community for all of the different features and updates, et cetera, that you have for your page. Plus, it's a platform where a lot of templating type activity has happened, making it easier for you to set up certain types of pages on your site. So use WordPress. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a blog itself, but you need to set your sort of host pages. And that, what I mean by that is sort of your core sales pages, your core landing and squeeze pages that secure leads, visitors, turn visitors into leads on your page. Some of your sites that deliver content or product should be on that platform. And then you can use other platforms like social networks, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. You can use those types of platforms to drive traffic to you. You can use third-party blogs. You can write articles for syndication. You can do any number of things to get traffic to those sites. But you should have your own websites. And we go into that in infomarketerzone.com as well, in terms of, you know, what are the core sites that we recommend that you have to build and operationalize your business to be effective right from day one. And there is only a handful of them, but it's important that you understand what they are and how they interact and what, you know, how you get started with those pages, and then how you generate traffic, set up your sales funnels from that, set up your different offers, and then post-sale, how do you upsell, downsell, cross-sell other products, that sort of thing. So now, whether you need a blog, which was the original question, is sort of a question that depends on what business you're in and what your strengths and how you're going to tackle traffic generation. A blog is a great way to generate content if you're going to be generating content three or four times a week, and whether that's a podcast like the one you're listening to now, whether it's articles, content, whether it is a video blog. If you're producing content, then a blog is a great way to do it. It's easy. It allows you to tap into syndication and comes with a lot of cool tools for being able to quickly upload content, which, you know, saves time in that respect, so you can get more content out there. If that is not your thing, if you're going to mainly be targeting affiliates to send traffic to your site, well, then you don't really need a blog. You know, your main objective there is to communicate with your affiliates, build your affiliate base, and have them send you the traffic. And your main focus is then on your landing pages, improving your overall conversion rates, improving your affiliate tools, running events maybe to capture more affiliates and have them help them capture more leads, that sort of thing. The other option is you might run mainly advertising. You may generate most of your traffic through ads, in which case, same thing. You've got to optimize your landing pages for the ads, make sure they're converting, make sure you're getting return on investment on your advertising, right? So blogs aren't as important in that respect. So it really depends. Blogs are a great thing. Don't get me wrong. I use blogging in most of my businesses, and it generates about half of our traffic and probably between a third and a half of our sales. So for us, it's very powerful. But I also know people who aren't using blogging at all, and they're using one of these other methods. They're using affiliate marketing, or they're using advertising, or they're using syndication. They're using other methods, and they're not relying on the content in their own blog. All right. So I hope that answers your questions. We covered a lot of material today, but feel like we covered it, you know, in pretty good amount of detail. Should have answered some of your questions for sure. Make sure you post your questions. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Higher Trust. At Higher Trust on Twitter. Love to hear from you. Give me comments on the show. Give me any questions you want answered, and we'll address them on the show. And for sure, there's lots more content over at highertrustmarketing.com/blog. That's our blog. We post there almost daily, and we have tips, techniques, strategies for you there. These podcasts are all hosted there. Lots of great stuff. Visit us over at the blog. All those blog posts are open for comments as well. So leave us your comments against the podcast or against any of the content. We will get back to you and we will get your questions, any questions you have on future editions of the podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate your attention. Hope to hear from you soon. Otherwise, we'll catch you in the next podcast. Bye-bye for now.